A decades-long debate over four Snake River dams and salmon resurfaced on the floor of the U.S. House Wednesday. Frankie Barnhill has more on what the proposed bill means.
A bill from Washington State Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers would prohibit removal or other structural changes of dams on the federal Columbia River power system.
Dams and fish can coexist. And after more than two decades in the courtroom, let's let the scientists, not one judge, manage our river system and get to work to further improve fish recovery efforts.
It would effectively reverse a federal judge's ruling from last year, requiring more water be released for salmon and steelhead survival. The iconic Northwest fish are protected by the Endangered Species Act. But to Marie Kellner at the Idaho Conservation League, the bill doesn't let science drive the decision making.
If you're taking away the ability of the dam managers, the agencies that manage them, to manage them in a different way than they are now, then we're concerned that we're not going to move toward recovery, and instead we'll just move further down the road toward extinction, because that's unfortunately where we are right now.
McMorris Rogers' bill passed the House floor and now goes to the Senate. Frankie Barnhill, Boise State Public Radio News.